Welcome back to a brand new 5 minutes Monday morning motivation. I'm your host. I'm Catherine Louise. I'm a business and mindset mentor, and I help women becoming their best, most happiest, and most fulfilled self. Because yes, you deserve that, and yes, it's possible. So if this sounds something like you're interested in, please make sure to subscribe to my podcast on your most favorite platform. And let's dive into today's all new episode of 5 minutes Monday morning motivation here on my podcast. You can and you will. And today we're talking about growth. To be specific, this episode is called Growth is Uncomfortable. And here's the answer to your number one question, because I don't know if I have ever seen, like legit, ever seen any kind of transition, no matter what kind of, in your life, in your career, private life, whatever, that would have not been hurtful. Any kind of transition, any kind of growth specifically. And by that, I'm meaning, to be very specific, if you have been in one stage in your life, a season, a situation, a job, a career, it really doesn't matter, you name it. And then moving on, moving up to a leveled up version, a new job. Maybe you move location. Maybe you're moving beyond relationships. Maybe you're upgrading your life in a really specific way. And what happens shortly before you achieve that, you will feel very, and I'm not sure if I have emphasized very enough already, you will feel very uncomfortable. And, you know, different things for different people. But most of the times that will feel like you're very nervous, maybe even anxious, scared. And then suddenly what comes along with that feeling, inevitably, and it only makes sense, you start second guessing if you are actually on the right track. And you know what is so interesting? Most people will at that stage let it all go and go back to what has not been serving, to whatever they actually chose to leave in the first place. You know what I mean? Like when you feel so uncomfortable to the bones, to the core of your beings, like you seem to be so nervous and scared whether that was the right choice, you would be surprised how many people then actually let it all go and go back to whatever has not been serving them to begin with. Because they do not know what this uncomfortable feeling is about to begin with. And this is why it's so important for me to talk with you about this today. So you know, when you are in this situation, when you really get scared and uncomfortable, you will hopefully remember this episode, come back to this, and understand that this is part of the process. And your number one question, the question I promise to answer you today, is most probably, or most people's number one question would have to be, why is that? Why is this huge, uncomfortable, scary, nervous feeling? Why do I feel that uncomfortable? And the answer to this is that when you are about to enter a situation, a phase, a season, you know, an up-leveling in your life, you experience that, you, like your entire nervous system is about to collapse. That's what it feels like, because you haven't been there before. Period. That's all there is to it. When you have not experienced something with your own, like in real life, with your own body, with your own senses, your nervous system will go nuts. And as a consequence, why I would feel quote unquote more safe to go back to whatever you actually wanted to leave in the first place is because it's familiar. Even if you didn't like it, even if it didn't serve you whatsoever, even if it maybe even has been traumatic to begin with, it feels familiar to your nervous system and hence, quote unquote, safe. And I really don't want you to follow that. So when you are in a growth stage in your life, when you are experiencing a period of growth, you can actually be so, so happy, embrace this feeling and calm your nervous system by knowing you are about to enter this beautiful new stage, phase, season, whatever in your life that you have been working so, so hard for. So congratulate yourself. You made it. You made it. And I hope that no matter when you are experiencing all of this, you will be able to remember this episode, save it, share with a friend, a loved one, or family member that is going through something similar to this right now. And don't forget to leave my podcast a 5-star review on your most favorite platform. That would help me out so, so much. So thank you so much. And I talk to you next time. Bye.